talking about last week. So yep. I know we haven't talked to you since last week. But, what did you see on the third and 19 play? What went wrong on that play?
You know, you work so hard to win on first down and then get them in second and long. And then anytime you get them in third and long, we're like, you know, jumping for joy. And then you never expect something like that to happen. I think that everything went wrong on that play. I think everybody really understood. We had our third and long plan. It just wasn't executed very well. So it's a matter of just execution. As we go through a lot of our third down situations, as we really dissect it and really take it apart piece by piece, it's all about us and executing and doing the things right. Guys are in the right place. It's about making plays and execution. And I think that is our next step. We look at our growth. We look at our progress. A lot of really good things that we're doing. And there's still more, you know, there's still more. And that's the great thing about it is as hard as we're working, there are a few things more. And once we get those under wraps, this third down thing, I think that I think everybody will be very happy with the end result.
How much does the familiarity factor help in the fact that Manalik is there and Bill last year?
Right. Well, I think the familiarity part of it really heightens, as big as the game as it is, and our rivalry, it really shows the closeness in the players and the coaches, and the guys really know each other and they spend some time together. So competition and bragging rights and guys really working hard really have a great place in this game. But at the same time, it comes down to execution. They are who they are, we are who we are, and it's a matter of really working hard, understanding we're on the road in a hostile environment with a really good team, just like we were last week. And we have to bring a lot of energy and bring a lot of defense.
Von Miller held like a pass rush summit this offseason. Khalil Mack was there, Cliff April, who you know was there.
Right.
Modeling, everybody who was anybody as a pass rusher was there to learn and get secrets from each other. What do you think about that kind of thing, about getting together with opponents and trading secrets?
Well, that's, you know, at that point in the offseason, it's not opponents. It's just really good, high talented, skilled players and people getting together and kind of sharing notes, learning from one another. The only way you get better is continue to learn and grow and progress. And it's just hats off to how competitive they are, that they're as good as they are at the top of their game. You, Khalil Mack and these top rushers are at the top of their game and still trying to get better. And that's how you want it. And for them to all get together and share notes and work together and find ways to help each other become better players and build more skill, that's an amazing thing.
Do you ever do anything like that? Do you ever work out with other players on other teams?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of times in your hometown in the offseason, a lot of guys work out together. You want to work out with guys who are skilled and used and very do things very similar that you do. A lot of film that's watched. You share different ways and tools on how to use your hands, your feet, your mind, film study, different techniques, a lot of things that you share.
This is what you were saying earlier, but just to rephrase it, you can see the players making plays, but it's hard to get the defense off the field. That's the next step.
Well, the step is, like I said, there's so many different situations of the game that you have to master. And our situation that we're talking about now is third down. After just really watching it and going through all the film and really trying to dissect it and take it apart, it's a matter of just our guys making plays and executing the defense. And I think we all know that. They all know that. And that's why we're out here doing all the work that we're doing. We're doing so many good things. So many good things on the first down and second down. Our missed tackles were like the second most least missed tackles in the team in the league. Guys are really focused, working really hard, and the progress and the growth that you see from day one to now is just amazing. And what's next? Next is third down. Let's master that.
Nicholas Morrow's snaps have gone up each week. What have you seen from Nicholas so far?
Well, you know, it's a competitive league and competitive team. If he's playing more, that means he's out playing someone else. And he's a guy that really, with his speed, his smarts, his ability to work together with Corey James and the rest of the group, we have a high expectation of him, and he has a high expectation of himself. So we're excited about his growth. Same time, he's really young. A lot of things that he's seeing is for the first time. So, you know, we're going to continue to coach him and he's showing up every day, excited, ready to go.
Do you like his cover skills right away, or has it kind of gotten better as he's been
here? Well, at his age, they're going to grow. They're going to get better. He's going to cover tight ends better. He's going to blitz better. He's going to have his pass progressions better to read different formations. Everything's going to get better for him. This league is a lot different than the league he just came from in college. So it's going to be a learning curve for him. But he's pretty high level learning curve to be playing and starting on our nickel team or our sub team for the Oakland Raiders. He's pretty good.